sing, 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 sing. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sitting in this place with a smile on my face, knowing you are in my spirit, make my world dance. Where would I be without you? I can't imagine. So glad I took a chance. Mid-10 life, oh so sweet. You got my head bumping to a crazy beat. I'm sipping my mojito, trying to let it go. But you know, gave me courage to make a brand new start. It was no accident me meeting you. Now what should I do? Mid and line, yeah. Oh so sweet. You got my head bopping to a crazy beat. I'm sipping my mojito, trying to let it go. But you know,
my guest for this evening. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up here on Lady Diva Live Radio. Here I am, Brenda Moss, calling from Evansville, Indiana. Yes, that's my hometown. I want to give a shout out to all the my musicians locally here. Call on in. You know my guest line number. Phone lines are open. All right, Castella, are you with me?
I am with you. How you doing, Brenda?
All right, all right. You are someone that is really hot all over the social web.
Wow.
Where are
I'm
you
doing
calling
what I can.
From? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Long Beach, California.
All right.
And where it's nice and bright and sunny and everything.
Oh, I hate that.
I always have to rub it in a little bit, but it's,
yeah.
It's Southern California, cannot beat it. Can't beat it.
Well, I would like to mention that first jam that I just got done playing, Mojito. Just talk about that. When was it first released, and what was the story behind that track there?
Wow, that was a song that is on my my debut EP, Thinking About You. And it was released in August of 2019, and I just actually released it to radio on the 22nd of February of this year. And it was a record that, you know, I wrote the words on my mother's birthday. I was waiting in the Cheesecake Factory for the party to arrive, and I ordered a mojito off of the happy hour menu, and I had just had a conversation with my mentor, and, you know, he had told me how, you know, how proud he was, and just a whole lot of positive things. And, you know, I just kind of penned the song and, you know,
all right,
it kind of came to me. And then the track, I mean, those are just words, but the track is a beat that my producer at the time, Corey Stampley, who was an amazingly talented producer, musician, drummer, keyboard, everything. He's just amazing. Check him out on Instagram, Corey Stampley _. We were doing something else, and he just put the beat on. We had another session, and he put the beat on, and I was like, what is that? You know, it just instantly just penetrated me. You know, I was just like, oh my God, I got to have that. And it was funny. I said, what is that, Corey? And he's like, you know, he turned to me and said, it's nothing but love, Kat. And I'm like, okay, but, you know, I got to have that. You know, and actually I kind of built some of the lyrics. I built in his title, like the part where I say, all I want is your love. And that I got that from what his original title of the track is. So that's how I kind of weave that in there. I kind of like to, if I do write from a track that someone's a musician did, I kind of like to take what they titled the track and kind of play off of it a little bit. So I kind of added that in there. So that's the story of that song. You know, it's
well,
I love
you
it.
Did a very, very good job. You did a very good job.
Just one little thing.
Yeah, had my ears standing up and sat straight in the chair, and I'm like, oh, I like that. So smooth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So
there's
lots of layers to it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As we move along,
I have a co-writer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that information on that track. How would you introduce yourself to our curious listeners out there? Your music journey, how it began, with what and whom was your inspiration back then to sing and write music, and why you pick that genre in music. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, I would just say I'm one of those OG church girls, you know. I'm just a girl from Long Beach. If you go to my website, that's kind of how I start my bio off. I'm just one of those girls who, you know, grew up in church singing my whole life, and you know, that's where I got my start, singing in church, and to kind of segue into, you know, what got me into where I am now and how long have I been singing, as far as, I guess you can say, professionally, a couple years. You know, I was in a session with a friend, and I met my mentor, Daryl Swan, and he kind of said to me, you know, hey, what do you think about doing an EP? And I'm thinking, me an EP? know, definitely not anything I ever thought about doing in my life, you know, and because I am I worked in human resources for many years as a human resources professional, rose to being an HR director. And so that was the path I was on, you know, that was what I was doing. Had never thought that I would, you know, segue into the music. But once I started, it just really I felt like, you know, how they have the teenage boys and their rappers, and that's all they can think about doing. I felt like that. I'm like, oh my God, I can't do anything but think about this music. You know, it was crazy. So, you know, that happened, and you know, I just started hearing melodies and lyrics, and you know, I was able to crank out my first EP along with the help of, you know, Daryl Swan and Corey Stampley, who was very instrumental in, you know, taking everything, all of my lyrics and melodies, and, you know, bringing the music to life. And, so that's that.
I see that
a crazy journey.
Many of your musical influence growing up was Phyllis Hyman, Vanessa Bell, Sarah Vaughn,
Aretha
Franklin,
yeah.
Regina Bell, and I can see that. I can hear that in your voice, your melody, mm-hmm. how you move, your suave, your smoothness. And I'm
Thank you.
Yes. I never heard of you until like a few weeks ago, so I had to catch up quick. Yeah. So,
well, thank you for finding me.
Well, I love your music. I love your suave, your elegance, smoothness. You have the cool
thank
in you.
You.
Yes. So as
you,
we
Brenda.
Move along, we're going to mention the newest single, Let Me Love You. Is that correct?
That is the newest single that I recorded, yes.
So
if that makes
what's
sense.
The story with this song? What inspired you? What was the spark on writing this song?
Wow. So I wrote Let Me Love You shortly after my release party. And it was just kind of one of those things where, you know, I had just had this amazing event and all the people were there. And it was just like, when can I see all these people again? You know, and you know, I just kind of take songs and they morph into other things. But that was kind of the crux of it, you know, just being with so many people that, you know, I care about. And then, but also the song kind of goes into at a time when you're wanting to see somebody you love. And I always think about my husband and, you know, and how, you know, when we were young and in love and all that stuff, I just couldn't wait to see him. And so part of the video kind of tells that story in a way, you know, because I shot it on my mother's front porch. And, you know, that's where we would always, he would come see me there. And, yeah, so it's just a cute little love story about, you know, wanting to see someone you love. And, you know, that goes for, you know, him and you know, also all the people that were at my listening party who, you know, support and love me. So, yeah, that's all about. Oh, and also that song is different in that I have a different producer. His name is Jeff Kennedy, and he is amazing. He's out of Detroit, and we recorded the song during the pandemic. You know, I couldn't find anyone here to produce the song for me. And a friend, a fellow artist said, hey, call this guy. And so I called Jeff and he, you know, produced a track for me within a day, you know, as far as, you know, the draft. And he went in and recorded and I went in and recorded and we have a record. And, you know, he just brought a whole nother element to my style. So
wow.
I'm grateful for him. Yeah, Jeff's great.
All right. Well, here is.
Yeah.
We love you. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Hey.
calling in and popping in and popping out. I have a caller, area code 646. I hear you coughing and clearing your throat. Please go ahead and speak. Area
Hello.
Code 646. Go ahead and speak now.
My name is Tracy. I'm calling in from the Middle East, and I just want to say to Costella, I love your music. You have a smooth and sultry voice. Your energy radiates through your music and your lyrics, and I just want to say congratulations, and you're doing a phenomenal job, my friend.
Oh, thank you, Tracy. Wow. Wow, thank you so much for that. He's in the Middle East. Wow, thank you.
It's 4:16 a.m. here, and I had to wake up early just to dial in.
Okay.
I wouldn't miss this for anything.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in. Wow.
I feel so special.
I'm sorry you
thank
heard
you,
the coffee.
Tracy.
You're welcome, my friend.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
We have another caller. It's area code 812. Go ahead and state your name and speak now, please. Area code 812. Speak.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead and speak now.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
All right.
Am I on?
Yes, you are now. Speak now, please. The time is going.
Hi. My name is Cheryl.
Hello, Cheryl. Hey,
and,
girl.
And I have a special place in my heart for this young lady because she is my sister-in-law.
Yes,
and
I've
been knowing this young lady for a long time. For matter of fact, I'm actually married to her brother.
We
live here in Evansville, Indiana, so we
would not
do this for the world. I've been knowing Kathy, or Costella, excuse me. We actually went to college together. That's where I first met her, at Long Beach State University. She spoke about singing in the church. She had her lungs, let me tell you. I loved hearing her sing. She actually sung in our wedding. And I'm going to tell you right now, she is going to be on top of the charts. I'm going to follow you all the way, Costella. And I'm going to be rooting for you all the way. And I just can't wait to see what you do with yourself. I can't wait. We are excited about what you're doing and where you're going. God is going to bless you, and we're going to be here to see every bit of it. God bless you, and we can't wait to see you. Your brother is standing right here, and we are listening in. Brenda, God bless you for bringing her into our hometown. She's on the West Coast.
My pleasure.
We can't get to her right now. So thank you for bringing her a little bit closer to us. And so God bless you, sweetie, and I love you, Costella.
I love you too, sis.
All right.
You all have a blessed evening.
All right.
Man,
I have one more caller. One more caller, area code 502. Go ahead and state your name. Speak.
Yes, this is comedian William Sporty T. Hunt calling from Louisville.
Hey, William.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I love you. No, I'm listening to your music, girl. You sound like Phyllis Hammer. You got a melody. You right there. I love you because I'm entertaining myself and.
Thank you.
I got my platform, and I would love to have you on my platform. Yeah.
Well, hey, you give me a call. We have to make that happen.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you
so
happen,
much.
You know? Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
all
man.
Right. Well, we got to move
you
along
keep
with
on
yourself.
Doing what you're doing, young lady. You got it going on.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much. You give me energy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Wow.
All right, we got to move along. All right, as we move along with the show here, I would like to ask you, Costella, what is your website information, your social media information, and where all of your music can be found on any of the music outlets online. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, to make it easy, you can just visit my website, castellamusic.com, castellamusic.com. And on my website, you can find all of the links to all of my other social media sites, you know, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that. It's right at my website. So you can find me there. Just go to my website, castellamusic.com. All of my music is available on all of the digital music platforms, also on my website, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, Deezer, all that stuff. It's there. I think it's Deezer. But yeah, all those places you can find it. So really easy.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for that information. I want to play some more music. Eventually, I will play some more of your tracks at the end of the show. I would like to play No Ordinary Love.
Oh, yes.
Also one of my favorites. So you got to give us a brief story behind this track. What is the inspiration behind it? What made you create this song?
Okay. Well, Brenda, you should have gave me 2 hours, girl. We needed more time to talk. Anyway, but No Ordinary Love was the first song that I actually wrote recorded, actually. And it's actually about a love for my music and everything that was going on with me at the time. And it's just, you know, a song about love. I mean, if you'll change your world around for things that you love so much in the music. At the time was really something that was just life-changing for me. And I was just had fallen in love, back in love with the music, in love with people that were helping me do my music. You know, my producers and my friends that were there for me. I'm in a group and, you know, those two people, Gabriel Crenshaw and Charlotte Pope, were my partners. And we just make amazing music together, and Corey and Daryl, and just, it was just so many people. And so, you know, the song came about, you know, just, you know, the dancing in my room, you know, that was, you know, how it kind of came about. And of course, Corey put an amazing track together for that song. That was the first song that he did for me. And, you know, I was hooked. We became, you know, he was my partner at that
point. And I
so
thought that was the newest hit. I thought that was the newest hit.
Oh, no, that was actually the first song that I took to radio. It made it actually up to number 24 on the Smooth Jazz charts and Smooth Jazz Network. And actually it garnered me an artist of the, what was it called? It was a Breakout Artist of the Year nomination for the Smooth Jazz Network.
Yes.
And so it was for that song that I got that nomination. And I couldn't be more grateful to, you know, Alan Kepler and Smooth Jazz Network for that honor. And also earlier you had mentioned we played Let Me Love You. And for that song, I'm Artist of the Year for the Central Standard Time show. So a lot of honors, you know, going around and, you know, nominations and awards.
For the Indie Soul Award. This year,
yeah,
and the newcomer of the year,
for that, and also best female artist for a station over in London. So just amazing stuff. But that was my first song that I took to radio. No Ordinary Love. Yeah, very
All
proud
right.
of it.
Well, thank you for that information. We're gonna shut up right now. Go ahead and play. This is No Ordinary Love. Be right back.
Got me dancing in my room. Got me feeling kind of loose. Ain't no ordinary love I feel for you. Got me running all around. Got me feeling like a clown. Kind of feeling like a fool just for you. Ain't nothing I wouldn't do. I wouldn't do. Ain't nothing I wouldn't do for you. Got me wearing my best lipstick. Got me feeling like a lunatic. Ain't no ordinary love I feel.
desire which you wish all your fans out there, which you wish for them to get out of all your music, especially the newest single, Let Me Love You?
You know, I just want them to feel good. You know, the music hopefully will touch their soul, that they can get up and dance a little bit, and that they just ultimately enjoy it and can feel the, you know, the sincerity in which I've written the songs, that they can, you know, just really get something out of it. And, you know, I just want them to enjoy the music. You know, I have an old school kind of a vibe, and just bring back some good stuff, some good music. I just, you know, just want to touch people. And and ultimately, I just want people to hear it. I just want people to hear
and
it.
They,
you know,
hear
it's happening.
That you've been a thirst for a lot of people. And I want to say congratulations on all of your blessings and your awards. And I want to say thank you so much. Thank you, Castella.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I would like to ask you, any other future music projects to come you want to tease us about?
Well, sure. Let Me Love You is actually Let Me Love You is the title track to my EP that I'm working on right now.
Ooh.
And the next song that I'm actually going to go record, actually I just recorded a little jingle that I'm going to put on my EP. That's going to be out in a couple of weeks. I'm working on my next single, we're going to be putting that out, but I actually have the whole thing planned out. We have all the songs planned out and stuff, but, so the Let Me Love You EP, I'm hoping to have that released sometime, probably August, June-ish, July, somewhat time in the summer. You have that to look forward to. I can tell you the next track. I'll give you a little hint that the next song is called Next to Me. You can look forward to that. That's first on your show.
You're gonna get tired of seeing my name on your social media. I'm like, Castella.
No.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yes. Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime.
All right. So also, Castella, will you be doing any online events, or you have any future events coming up you want to mention?
You know, I don't have anything online coming up, of course, but you can go look at my website. I do have some songs I've sang in my kitchen and in my living room that you can take a look at. But I'm going to do, and I'm kind of planning this out in my mind, is doing a show with just me and my music and inviting, you know, my friends to come out and support me and we video it and, you know, just have a great show, you know, where, you know, I go and you have my camera crew backstage, and, you know, they're videoing my thoughts and, you know, my butterflies and all that stuff. And I have a slamming band and amazing background singers. And that's what I'm planning to do. And so that's going to be my next thing.
Please do it.
And got my fingers crossed to I put my an application in for the Detroit Jazz Fest and just putting that up in the universe. Hopefully that's the weekend of my birthday, and that's in September. And Detroit is where a lot of amazing musicians are. That's where Jeff Kennedy, my producer, is. And so I told him, I put your name on the application. So hopefully that will make it work. But that's what I'm doing. You know, got that in you know, in the, and, you know, fingers crossed, but definitely I'm going to do a show with just me and my music and, you know, hopefully bring out people to, you know, support me and clap it up and be on my video, you know.
Well,
so that's what I have planned.
I would like for you to go ahead and give your website information again.
Okay.
So people will be able to keep up and follow up with you, and you will keep everyone updated on all of your whereabouts and your events. Go right ahead.
Sure. It's castellamusic.com, and that's CastellaMusic.com. That's my website. And again, everything, that's the hub. And you can also get CDs from me. I have CDs that I will, if you want an old school CD, I have those, and I'll autograph them and stuff, everything.
Wow. Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
All right. As we move along, I want to say that I'll be spinning. You'll come back to me at the end of the show. And
okay.
Also, what is another favorite? Thinking About You?
Well, Thinking About You is about, that one's funny. That's just a little interlude. And that is one of the first songs that I wrote and I sent to Corey, and it just didn't have any foundation. But what I put it on the EP to kind of be a bridge between my up-tempo songs and the other ones. But Thoughts of You is a song that's
Thoughts
very meaningful for me.
Okay.
And Missing You. Missing You definitely has a sincere meaning to me. I kind of, not kind of, but I wrote it in memory of my friend who passed away, breast cancer. And I would always think of, whenever I thought about her, you know, that song always came to me. So that was probably one of the first songs I ever wrote, was I Miss You. And and I was, you know, she in her own way kind of told me to put it on the EP. So that's why it's there. But that one's very special. And, you know, that applies to anyone. If you miss someone, you know, you laugh about, you know, the things that they've contributed to your life. And then you cry because they're no longer here. And, you know, that's how I feel about her. She would be thrilled right now with all of this if she were here.
Well,
I
sure will play I Miss You. You'll come back to me and Thoughts of You. So stay tuned in for those treats. You're more than welcome, Castilla, to give a shout out to all the people that love you and supported you through your music journey. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, you know what? I have to start with my mom, because she is someone who's always there for me. When I would do solo, she would be right there with me. And so I have to, my family, my mom, my brothers, you know, my brother, my sister-in-law there in Evansville, my brother out here in California, my husband, my kids, my entire family. And then there's my music family, Daryl Swan, who was my mentor, the guy who discovered me, Corey Stampley, my first producer, Jeff Kennedy, my producer, my partner now. Let's see. I have a artist mentor, Willie Bradley, who's killing it on the charts, who gives me amazing advice. My radio promoter, Jason Gorov, Marv Mack. Let's see who else. I just there's so many people. It's all of my new artist friends. I mean, just everyone out there. Hopefully they're listening. But just I just love everyone, and I'm just wow. I'm just overwhelmed with just how much love and support I'm getting, and hopefully I didn't forget you. But just know, don't what do they say? Charge it to my heart and not my mind. I don't know the little saying, but. I'm trying to talk really fast. So,
that's okay.
There's so many people. But, yeah, but just definitely those folks, you know, Jeff and Corey and Daryl and Gabe and Charlotte, you know, those folks are just really amazing people that are in my core, in my immediate circle who, you know, listen to, you know, stuff before it goes out. My kids are amazing. You know, they're my – Castella Music, those three are my photographer, my graphic designer, and my videographer. So I thank my kids for supporting me too.
All right. They
really support the dream. So, yeah.
We're going to give
and my
them
husband
an
for putting up with me.
Keep motivating you. How about that? We're going to give
yeah.
them an applause.
Yeah. They deserve it.
And as we move along, we're almost coming to a close to our fun and showcase. I know it's been fun. It's been real fun.
Yeah, I've had a good time. I mean, in exciting Evansville.
So, any words of encouragement, Castella, you want to give to people dealing with dark times today?
You know, there's a song that's going to be on my EP that's, you know, that's inspiring, and I'm hoping that, you know, get people to just kind of, you know, don't give up. That's one thing also. Don't give up. You know, God is with us, and just stay encouraged, you know. That's the advice I give, you know, during these times, you know, that we're dealing with, and, you know, we're it's seeming like we're kind of coming out of it, and, you know, just hold on. Don't give up. Don't let go. That's advice with that. Yeah, just don't give up. Don't let go.
Well, thank you for those encouraging words. This is Castella, everyone. Follow her on her website. Catch up with her on all her social media platforms. And go check out her music. Buy her music. Support her.
Yes,
and her band.
Buy her music.
Yes. And follow up with her with all her future projects and events. I want to thank you, Castella, for taking out the time to come on my platform, and hopefully you will come back with your new music projects.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for having me in Evansville. I just think that was just the coolest thing. My family's there, and it's just great. So thank you so much for having me, Brenda. I do appreciate it.
My pleasure. You're welcome. You have a blessed evening. This is Lady Diva signing out for Lady Diva Live Radio. And I want to thank everyone for their support and tuning in. Please come back. There are more shows for this month of March 2021. And this is You'll Come Back to Me and two other tracks from Castella. Thank you all and have a good night.
come back, yeah. And I'll see that smile,
and I'll see that smile.
You'll come back, yeah. And you stay a while,
and you stay a while.
You'll come back. Yet the only thing that brings me love and brings me joy are thoughts of you, you. You kissed my lips, you held my hand, you made me feel a love I could never imagine, but then you took that love from me, and now all I have are my memories of what used to be. I can't get past the pain, I can't get past the hurt. Yet the only thing that brings me love and brings me joy are thoughts of you. You just say you miss me.
Just say you miss me.
How hard can that be? Yesterday was so long ago, yet my mind keeps going back there. Why am I doing this?
Why am I doing this?
What am I doing here?
What am I doing here?
My mind. When we had so much bliss, oh, oh, oh. I can't get past the pain, I can't get past the hurt. Yet the only thing that brings me love and brings me joy are thoughts of you, you. I can't get past the pain, I can't get past the hurt. Yet the only thing that brings me love and brings me joy are thoughts of you. Sometimes I laugh, yeah.
sometimes I cry. All the time wondering, hey, wondering why. Why'd you have to go and leave this life so soon, leaving me lonely? I don't know what to do, no. I wish that you were here to simply hold my hand. But, oh, sometimes I laugh, yes. Sometimes I cry, yes. All the time wondering, yeah, wondering why. Why, oh, why'd you have to go and leave this life so soon, leaving me lonely? I don't know what to do, no. I wish that you were here to simply hold my head, hey. But, oh, I feel you all around me. You help me get through my day, showing me that you're here in your own special way. You were my very best friend. You knew me through and through. I wish that you were here, yeah, yeah. Ooh, but I miss you.
I miss you.
But I miss you. I miss you,
I miss you,
but
you can't.
Sometimes I laugh, sometimes I cry, I cry, I cry, all the time wondering, yeah, yeah, wondering.